everyone. Welcome to Yachting USA, the podcast. I'm your host, Rick Thomas. With almost 45 years in the maritime industry under my belt, I have met my fair share of industry professionals and will bring their diverse stories and experiences to life in this podcast. I will be sitting with the veritable who's who of our yachting industry. Yacht owners, shipyard owners, captains and crew, brokers, yacht managers, equipment manufacturers, attorneys, insurance underwriters, just a selection of service providers, and perhaps one day even you. We'll do a deep dive into the history of yachting here in the United States and North America. We don't want to leave Canada out of the mix. There was an amazing Canadian yachting industry back in the day. And those that know me know that I am all about deep dives. My background in the maritime industry started back in 1980 as a hard hat commercial diver working in the Gulf of Mexico. We were doing oil field diving, and it was an amazing classroom to learn about the maritime industry, what it's like to be living offshore for months at a time, working around the clock in a very stressful, very dangerous, and for a immortal 20-year-old, very exciting profession. And I take that maritime background and history and experience and bring it forward into my yachting career. I think it is a profound start to a really interesting yachting career I enjoy. Those that know me also know I'm a very avid diver. I do trimix, mixed gas, deep nautical dives on the wrecks off of Florida, the Bahamas, and other places I can get to. I am also a very accomplished cave diver. I enjoy going way back in the wet rocks. It's kind of like my decompression, my escape, my happy place. Don't know me, you know that I'm all about being on the ocean, being in the water, and really appreciating the environment that we have and that sustains us as an industry. I want to go back 35 plus years in the North American yachting industry. I want to go back to the days where there were, I counted 40, maybe just over 40 shipyards building cruiser vessels. What I mean by cruiser vessels, I'm talking about yachts 70, 75, 80 feet and larger. It's incredible to think that there were so many yards back in the day building these boats in North America, United States and Canada. And then fast forward to today, and I dare say there's less than half a dozen that are viably still in the business of building luxury yachts of that size. So much has changed. So much has shifted in the industry away from the U.S. manufacturing to overseas manufacturing. Some of it perhaps inevitable, some of it maybe not. But you know what? It's going to be an interesting voyage we're going to take together as we try to understand why this has happened and what the net effect that has had on our industry here in the United States. Think back to some of the yachts that I was involved in building, and there's no question we were innovative. We were bringing forward new technologies that hadn't been put in yachts previously. We were building some of the largest yachts in the world at the time. And a lot of the yachting professionals that got their start 20, 30 years ago are still in the game today. Different roles, different shipyards, a little bit older, probably a lot wiser, but still they have a voice and a message and a history. And if we can get behind these individuals and start understanding their experience and path in this industry, perhaps we'll start finding ways of moving the U.S. industry back into manufacturing. There are so many stories still untold, and good news is I think all of my NDAs have expired. So I'm uniquely qualified to dive in deep with some of the people we'll be talking about and asking some interesting questions and bringing forward some interesting stories. I think back to the days I was working with Kenny Dennison at Broward Marine, building some of the boats that we were building in the early 90s, and understanding that Richard Hine was in his design office at the time. Well, Richard went on to start the A Group in Monaco and was very instrumental in bringing Ocean Co. to life. And today we look at those amazing ships that are built in Holland by Ocean Co. and realize that there's an interesting history between what was done and developed and learned in Fort Lauderdale 30 years ago and what's being delivered is as exceptional yachts out of Northern Europe today. That's just one example of one story, and there's going to be many more examples of that as we go deeper. We're going to take a look and consider the legacy brands that are here in the United States. Brands such as Berger Boat Company, Director's Shipyard, Palmer Johnson Yachts, Lazare Yachts, Delta Marine, Westport Shipyard. And I intend to speak to a number of individuals closely associated with many of these yards. I consider myself very fortunate to have had the opportunity to do business with the likes of Henry Berger, Bob Director, interesting guy, Vince Lazare, Mike Kelsey Sr., Rick Rust, Jack Jones, during my manufacturing career. And I think about the next generation from many of these families that are in the game today and having a large influence what happens in the U.S. market today. It's no accident, and it's pretty interesting to see this evolution of professionalism from the yards of the past to what we have going on in the industry today. I think very importantly, when we talk about shipyards, we need to understand that they make up one third of what I call the sacred triad, a trinity of pillars of our industry that make our industry a healthy yachting industry. If you take out any one leg of the sacred triad, any one of the three, you no longer have an industry. And this triad is shipyards, it's the owners, and it's the crew. Now, you could argue that we should maybe include maritime attorneys or insurance underwriters or flag state and classification societies into this group of essential providers. But really, they work at the behest of the shipyards and the owners and the crew. I don't want to describe everybody in between the three sacred pillars as the fluffy stuff, but that's the term I'm going to use. It's the fluffy stuff. All the fluffy stuff can ultimately be replaced or repurposed or done differently or whatever they may look like, but they don't have an existence without the shipyard, the owner, and the crew. So as we go down in our conversations with Yachting USA podcast, we're going to focus on these three disciplines quite a lot. And hopefully, in the process of doing that, we'll understand more about where we've come from, where we need to go, what could be done better, and just really work towards a better, healthier luxury yachting industry in North America. So, what is a healthy industry? A healthy industry is sustainable and supports a multitude of jobs that eventually evolve into long-term careers. I am very vocal with my support of YPY, Young Professionals in Yachting. I think it's an amazing organization that really gives the young people in our industry a nice leg up. I am also pretty clear about my jealousy in regards to not having an organization such as YPY when I got into the industry. I think it's that important that there is such an organization that helps the entrepreneurs, the professional business people, the dreamers, the creators, to understand where we've come from and where we want to go. And it's going to be on the backs of these people that the industry is going to grow and prosper. Now, that said, I think one of these days I need to come up with OPY. There certainly is a place for the old professions in yachting as well. Yeah, we want a healthy industry that supports new construction and comprehensive refit work. And refit work that is true refit, not just the shave and haircut stuff that we see on a day-to-day basis, but bringing these big vessels in for their 10 and 20-year annuals, doing all the work here in North America rather than exporting it back to Europe or over to Asia. It's challenging the yachting professionals in our communities to step up and enhance the capabilities of the shipyards, enhance the capabilities of the workers in the shipyards. Dare I say, even start bringing forward apprenticeship programs, going to the schools and technical colleges and getting them focused on bringing us new professionals in all the disciplines that we really need. We've been missing that. And I think that's one area where the Europeans have done a better job than the Americans in providing the enterprise of apprenticeships. And there are some entities and there are some organizations here in the States that are doing this. It needs to be more broad-based. It needs to be replicated. It needs to be endorsed. And as we do that, we're going to see the health of our shipyards increasing. The healthy industry that honors and supports the owners and crew. I can tell you from my tenure and running a yacht management company and just in my many years of being on yachts, supporting the products that I was bringing to the market, owners and crew are oftentimes disenfranchised and they are in their own little spaces. Owners particularly come to me and said, "Wow, Rick, I just don't feel like I'm well respected or that I'm purely monetized or I feel taken advantage of. I feel like this industry is trying to pick my pocket. I don't see the value. I'm struggling here." And really, come on, the last thing we need are any of these high net worth individuals saying, "Hey, I'm out and I'll get my yachting experience chartering somebody else's boat." That's good for the charter industry, perhaps, but it's not good for the manufacturing industry. It's not good for our industry as a whole. So we really do need to focus on owners, understand their expectations. I'd like to say give them more of a concierge experience when they're taking delivery of their vessels or using their vessels, and just understand how precious and valuable they really are to our industry. And in the next breath, I'm going to say the same thing about crew. They're precious and valuable and essential to our industry. And I think, too, they're oftentimes looked at as just another monetization element of our industry, a fire and forget process of placing a crew on a boat and just going on and not worrying about whether that crew fits the culture or fits the needs of the boat or the boat meets the needs of that crew. There's so many ways we can improve crew experience on these boats. And an improvement in crew experience is an improvement in owner's experience, which is a self-perpetuating benefit to our industry. I don't care whether you're in manufacturing, whether you're in a service provider, whether you're a broker, whatever your role in this industry is, you need to understand that if we've got a problem with crew in our industry, you've got a problem with crew in the industry. And it's this problem that really needs us to come together and find solutions. So again, that's what I'm talking about, creating and maintaining a healthy industry and respecting the sacred triad of owners, crew, and shipyards. Once you understand that foundation, everything else that follows starts to work. So where are we going in the Yachting USA podcast? I invite you to follow me down the rabbit hole. My first guest is going to be Bobby Genovese. Bobby and I are sitting tomorrow to talk about his experiences in the wonderful world of yachting. Bobby owns the 50-meter motor yacht BG Charade, a Fed ship. He's had it through two refits. It's a crewed vessel. He uses it privately for friends and family. He does charter. Rumor has it, it's also been seen in three episodes of Below Deck. So Bobby's going to bring an interesting perspective to the table as a owner. We're going to talk about what he likes. We're going to talk about what keeps him in yachting. We're going to talk about what he thinks could be done better, how we can improve as an industry. And hopefully from all of this conversation, we come away with more awareness and acute understanding of yachting through an owner's eyes. I invite you to join me on this next podcast. I ask you, please, to spread the word. Let everybody you know that we're doing this podcast. This is going to be a regular thing. I have got a list of over 40 professionals already lined up to join me in future podcasts. You're going to be amazed at some of the conversations we're going to have. It's going to be insightful. It's going to be fun. And I hope you'll join me on this trip down, I won't call it memory lane, but that'll be a part of a trip into the wonderful world of yachting as we go into the U.S. North American yachting industry together. Until then, I'm out.